Some real talk, oh, I need some real talk. Give me some of that real talk.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Justin Kazepas, Claudia Ogrizek of Compass Real Estate. Another week in the marketplace. And she comes back, even on the cold weather. Do you get nervous with the cold weather when it comes here?
I get upset.
Upset?
Because I don't like it.
At all?
At all. I'm ready for summer.
Do you feel faked out every day? With a day like today where it's like, it's cold again and wind?
I'm very upset. Yes. I'm smiling because I have to.
I didn't think you were that cranky.
Inside, I'm angry.
How's the market? Is it still moving? Are houses still selling? People still buying? What's going on?
It's crazy.
You say that every week, though. You say it's crazy.
What can I say? When I think I was telling you before we started, I thought it would be a calm Monday, probably a calm week, and it's been crazy, right? I have two listings that were in my pipeline, and now I have to get them ready to hit the market, like, in a week.
Well, springtime is here. That's traditionally the time of year, right, where we see more inventory become active.
I want to see the numbers.
I didn't say it yet. I just was, you know, what's a traditional cycle? Are we back to a traditional cycle this year, you think?
I don't think so. I think it's slower. And before you give me the numbers, I'm going to already tell you, I think it slowed down because interest rates went up again.
Oh.
So I think sellers that were maybe on the fence and willing to buy at an okay interest rate might...
I will dip my toe in the water, but only so far.
But then when interest rates went up again, so maybe they're like, no, let's wait a little. So I'm going to say it's going to be lower.
What was it last week? Do you remember the exact number last week? It's so tight. Like, it's hairline. Like,
I
should be writing these down, but it's so hairline, like the difference. We aren't seeing massive amounts of inventory. Even though we're seeing construction, we're seeing bulldozers, we're seeing all that dirt moving. There's traffic, orange cones.
I know.
There is no uptick in active inventory, in essence.
Are you giving me
No. I'm saying notably giant. We're talking about, we're literally within 10 units we're fluctuating each week right now.
Okay.
1.1 million population. It's crazy. County.
Mecklenburg. We're talking about Mecklenburg.
Yes. Iredale. I feel bad pulling up Iredale's numbers. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, there's a lot of approved units behind the scenes. Where's my notebook?
I'm writing it down, but I don't know where. I need help organizing.
You've got the buttons. Which button you want to push?
I don't know.
We'll have the party. Okay. You just wanted to hit this one.
That's the one. Living and learning. Okay.
Sage Organizing joins us.
Yes.
Here shortly. Your guest said you want to tease him a little bit and what?
Sure.
Are you? Do you have an organized closet at home or no? Is it
my nickname? And this is only maybe for older-ish people, but my nickname among my friends is Claudia Geller because of Monica Geller from Friends.
Okay.
So they call me Claudia Geller. Do you think I'm organized? Yes. Am I as organized as I used to be? No, because I'm working too much. And there are two enemies living in my house. I have a husband and a daughter. It is pretty organized. I know it's way above average. I go to many houses. I see many houses, many closets. I know it's way, way better than most, but it kills me because it's not. I like to have them by color, by style, short sleeves, long sleeves, dresses, color coordinated, all t-shirts exactly the same way.
Oh boy.
That's me.
Well, we've got Candy and Catherine from Sage Organizing.
Are you proud of me for saying that?
You're one of my people. That's all I can say. Yes.
we're gonna hear all about Sage Organizing. I'm gonna be able to know how to find out what's going on over here. Because y'all can dissect that. Me, I just throw it in there and it's on the floor. That's my organizing right now.
And that's why we still have a business.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So there you go. Happy to support whatever way I can. It makes easy.
Yeah.
But the market data for the week, okay? Interest rates ticked up.
Yes. Ugh. Yes.
And so what were the calls like with your buyers, even with your sellers? What are your clients saying in response to that? Or do they even know? Are people even really aware of the situation?
I think many are, yes. And they call me. They ask me, what should I do now? Should I wait? Should I not? They want my advice and what to do.
And what do you tell them? Buy now. Because inventory, the demand is too high.
Demand
the price
is too
high. Is gonna go up,
and as Barbara Cochran says, and I agree with what she says, once, and not only her, many specialists, once
that's
the
okay. You can have
interest
favorites. I get it. I understand. No, cool.
Once interest rates come down about 1 point, I think they say 5 million buyers will, of course, countrywide.
5 million?
5 million buyers will, like there are at least 5 million buyers in the country waiting for interest rates to come down. So when that happens, the low inventory we have will become nothing. And then again, multiple offers, a bidding war, offering above asking, high due diligence fee in our state. So,
but that can't be, it can't be like this in every single market. Is North Carolina special, or is like, what's going on in Brazil? What's going on in Brazil right now? Is it on fire right now?
No, it's not. That's why I sell here.
That's okay.
No, it's not. It's a very different market. And I do know that in other areas of the country, it's not as good, and it's slow, and it's very affordable. Like you can buy houses, I think, of course, not great houses, but you can buy, I think, houses in Ohio.
I think
like
Detroit,
60,000.
You get it for like a dollar right now. Detroit,
not anymore.
For a
no,
dollar,
I don't think it's
like $1,000.
I think it's over.
Oh, is it? Because they sold out that fast.
I know.
It's like Costco.
But
gold
I think
bars.
You can buy like in Ohio and Illinois for 60, 70. And actually, if you need to buy there, I can refer you great agents in the area. But I'm even thinking about buying.
You get people calling asking about farms ever?
Yeah. Not very often, but I don't think I give the country five, maybe. So they probably think
but like equestrian?
Can't.
What do you think? Like equestrian? Like horses?
Not, yes. Not my public. I would gladly do it, but I think they see me as a city girl, I guess. I don't have the country vibe.
What's your favorite kind of buyer right now? Is it the first time home buyer still, and you're just trying to give them the best experience possible?
Yes, I have.
That's where you live at. That's
yes,
it.
It's. I know financially speaking, you want a lake, you know, park, Myers Park or lake buyers, and I would love, of course, I love all of them, but I do love the first time buyer experience, and to make them, you know, be in awe when they get the keys.
Okay, first-time buyer experience right now in the marketplace, 500,000 or less, Mecklenburg County, coming soon and active. How many, are we over or under last week's number of units?
We are under and maybe close, very close to 1,000. Because I think last week was 148, no?
We went up a little bit. 1,074. I'm telling you, it's thin margins we're moving at right now.
Okay.
I think it was like 1,048 last week,
yeah,
if I remember.
I'm pretty sure, yes.
So about 30 units more on the market. Okay. Again, population 1.1 million.
It's crazy.
Are we moving in the right direction as far as the market and supply and demand? How you feeling? Are we there?
No, and we're not going to get there.
All right, new construction queen then. How many units are really available right now behind the scenes? A lot? A lot more than that? You think there's You think there's 1,000 new construction units available all around Lake Norman right now?
Under 500?
Yeah.
No. I don't know how many, but not close to that at all. I know many builders are not putting anything on MLS, which I always say it's upsetting, but no, not close to 1,000 at all.
So then it's about jobs and it's about wages, because that's everything. It's wages and spending.
And people moving here.
That's all it is. Okay. Well, let's get organized. Let's do that next.
Let's do it.
There's more of today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on the way from 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Today's Real Talk continues now. Here are your hosts, Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Justin Kazepas, Claudia Ogrizek of Compass Real Estate. Sage organizing.
Yes. You can call me Claudia Geller for today only, because then we connect. Yes.
Is there a theme song? I don't know the theme song to it, jingle for you. Da-da-da-da-da. Something like that?
It's, you know,
you're talking about the friend. You want to go for the whole...
Yeah, Claudia Geller, because of Monica from Friends. Do you watch? Did you ever watch Friends?
Yeah, I watched Friends in like reruns, but not like
so good.
Primary.
But do this you know is, how crazy Monica is with the towels for?
Vaguely familiar, yeah, but that's okay.
Folders.
It's gonna be okay. It's like don't me. Worry. It's gonna be.
Is it you?
It just warms my heart.
So right?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Miss Candy, Miss Catherine. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You created Sage Organized. You created organization.
I did. Single-handedly.
Let's do this.
Across the United States. Yes,
yes
thank you
there
so
it
much.
Is. Tell us how this all began.
Well, I had worked for a corporate bookstore that you guys all know for a number of years. And when I decided to leave, my husband traveled for work. I was taking my daughter to daycare when it was dark, picking her up when it was dark. I decided to break free, do my own thing. And I'm like, what am I good at? So I thought about all of the different things. I was a great corporate trainer. My house is like Claudia Geller's here. All of those things together. So I put my shingle out and I started doing home organizing. And I was like, oh, I think I can make a career out of this. About 6 months in, someone called me that they had had their parent pass away here in Charlotte. And she lived up in New Jersey. And she's like, I need somebody that can come and help me get that house cleaned out in like 4 days because he had passed away. And I said, sure, absolutely. Well, she was still up there, and I had to meet with the real estate agent, meet with the contractors, meet with the wildlife guy because the house, the possums had moved into the house,
ooh,
unfortunately.
Ouch.
Yes, the father had drank himself to death, and the house was in a horrible state of disrepair. So I was there before the client even came into town. Mm. I had to relearn how to drive stick shift so I could move her dad's car for her. And then she came in, and over the course of the next 4 days, we went through everything. We organized everything. We were able to donate things, send things to storage. And I went home every day, and I was exhausted because it's hard work. I was dirty. And the first couple of days, I was flea bit because there were fleas in the house, and I didn't know what it was that was biting me. But I was happy because I put a little bit of good out into the world, and I knew then that that was what I was going to do, just make a difference in people's lives. I can't cure cancer. I'm not going to put a man on the moon, but we can make a difference in people's lives when they're in need. So I started the company then. Here we are 8 years later. You know, back then it was just me, you know, crawling underneath the beds and doing all of that. And now we employ 10 women here in the city of Charlotte, ages 24 to 68. So we're on the way up.
And you're hiring right now.
And we're hiring. Yes, thank you.
I wasn't even going to say it. I was going to let you keep that lead.
I was
lead
just
and
joking.
Find, you know,
of course, I'm going to let them.
Yeah, we are hiring. We have a lot of need for summer hours, and we do a lot of luxury move management, which I think is really kind of ties in nicely here. So we're providing that white glove service, that you know, that high touch experience for our clients, and we're always looking for people who like Claudia like to have
maybe
things
I should
just
do that
so.
in my free time.
Do you have an organized closet at home?
Yes, of course.
How,
yes.
like meticulous, like you by color, do you do by color? Like if I walked in your closet right
by
now.
By color, by
like,
size,
like the rainbow,
by style.
That.
I have like the gym clothes, the stay at home clothes,
dang,
the work, short sleeve, long sleeve dresses, color coordinated. It's not 100% like it used to be, but it's pretty good. And because I go to so many houses, I know it's way above average.
And so where in the process does this relate to you as the broker of the transaction? How do you connect people like Sage and the wonderful organization here that Candy and Catherine, we're going to hear from Catherine too as well here at some point. And how do you connect that into providing service for your clients?
There are many reasons why. One, to make moving easier on them, especially, and if we're talking not only, you know, Charlotte, but Lake Norman, our area, many baby boomers now are downsizing. And they have huge houses, like 6-7 bedrooms full of clothes that they brought from New York 15 years ago. And they never touch the closets. And then they are moving to a 3-bedroom house, don't know what to do. It becomes overwhelming. So this is number one, help everyone, not only baby boomers, but especially, I think, because they are more attached to things. So help them get ready to move. And get ready to list, because when I bring a buyer and they see a cluttered closet, a cluttered garage or kitchen or pantry, the house feels smaller than it should. So they come and they almost like stage the closets and the kitchen to leave the ideal number of outfits or kitchen, you know, whatever, china. So it looks good. So you're helping the seller by preparing the house to, or preparing them for the new house. And you also prepare the house for buyers to come and say, oh my God, I love it. Because people, even the people that are not organized, they appreciate a very organized house. It gives them the feel that the house is very well taken care of.
So moving estates, and I'm looking now on the website, sageorganizingco.com, and moving services, home organizing, estate clean out, the process and the rates. So that's usually the questions people are going to have for you. I think that's the gambit right there. Yeah. Pretty good.
Absolutely. Those are the big ones.
And so for the process, it's got to be emotional, right? Like it's got to be for some people like deep introspective. I've seen Hoarders, the TV show. I could imagine some scenarios of even not craziness in the house, but just letting go of memories, right? Like that's got to be a process.
Well, everybody, especially baby boomers, they're attaching their memories to their things. And so one of the ways that we're really able to help is to come alongside them, listen to the stories and talk through them, help them think through, do I really need 20 place settings of china when I'm moving to a two-bedroom apartment? What do I do with all the brown furniture that I bought 60 years ago? And we come in very non-emotional, but very compassionate. And so that's how we bring value to them.
See, but I've seen other shows where people get to sell these things that are old, maybe they're worth $1 billion. You know, that's the other side of keeping them and wanting to believe there's value in them, right? Beyond even just the memories.
But I think you help them figure out what's valuable and could be sold, right?
Yeah, we absolutely do.
Oh, y'all do? I was just making that up. You really do that? Oh, that's awesome.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's a
no
great
problem.
Help.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're able to take a look. And we've been in enough houses just like you that we're able to look at some things and be like, I think there's a little bit of value in that. So we're able to connect our clients with auction houses, consignment shops, art dealers, all of that different stuff to help figure out if there actually is value within the items. Unfortunately, a lot of people think that they're, you know, they paid $5,000 in the 1970s for this and it's going to be worth 10 times that now. And unfortunately, brown furniture, nobody wants it anymore. Today's people don't decorate like that. They don't entertain like that. So it's a tough sell. The market is very flooded with everything that the baby boomers own.
I know because I do have clients at that age and many times they come to me and they say, you know, especially when we're getting ready to list. Many times I ask them to, you know, what I do is like a light staging. If it's not full staging, light staging, meaning I just move things around or remove some things. And many times they say, hey, this is a, you know, tailor-made, custom-made valance that is dark brown and full of, I'm like, buyers don't want a dark valance. Buyers don't want a Ethan Allen gigantic flower, you know, couch.
That's not what people want right now.
But they know how to say it better than I do. So they are trained to really approach, and it's not necessarily people only selling. I'm just connecting you. Of course, there are people that just need to organize their house, not necessarily to sell, but just because they need some kind of help.
Well, specialty situations like estates are different too. I mean, you're talking taking inventory at that point, probably sometimes I would imagine, and the value concept. And then you're talking about if you do sell something or they get rid of something or they clear something out, whose percentage is attached to what? I imagine you run into that every once in a while.
We do, yeah. We work a lot with the estate attorneys also, especially if it comes to if there's a little bit of a disagreement about who gets what. Generally, we try to push that equitable distribution over to the attorneys.
I get it.
Not all of us are trained attorneys like Catherine. But, you know, we help on the emotional side of it. So being non-judgmental, no blame, no shame is something we say all the time because people attach a great amount of shame to the things in their homes. They love them very much, but if it doesn't look like their mom had their house looking, then there's a lot of shame with it. So there's a lot that goes into it.
What about the other side of, okay, yeah, it might be an emotional, deep emotional situation, but maybe it's Claudia's trying to get me. I told Claudia, if she sells it for less than $1 million, she's fired, right? Like if she can't get the job done, I'll find the broker that can. And so you realize, well, Justin, you just got to stop putting your dirty drawers on the floor and put a basket there. And then that helps solve the problem. Is that part of it too, the consulting with the brokers and working together to increase value for homes as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, an organized space, a space that's not cluttered, it doesn't have a lot of furniture, the value is just going to be higher anyway because it looks fresh, it looks clean. But we work regularly with realtors and just being on their team to help,
just make it look crisp, clean, and like anyone can live there.
Yes. And do you have people that you say you need to get your crusty drawers off the floor? Do you ever tell people that, Claudia? You would say that to somebody. You would say that to somebody.
Of course. Yes, you would. I just make, my resting face and they get the message. No, I say it, but in a nice way, you have to look the best for when the buyers come in. And this is a fact. The house needs to be clean, as organized as possible. It does help sell for more.
Well, with the prices we've got in the market right now, right? People want the quality. People want the not have to buy and make it a fixer upper right now. That's 100%. That's not the mantra for the price. Sage organizing. Can y'all stick around for some more fun and hopefully?
Absolutely. We'd love to.
All right. They said they'd stay. Yay. Fantastic. SageOrganizingCo.com. We're hanging out with Candy and Catherine, learning the story about inventing of organization. Is that what we figured out today?
She did, yeah.
Wow. It's pretty good stuff. Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Justin Gazepas, Claudia Ogrizek of Compass Real Estate.
We'll be back with more of today's Real Talk, hosted by Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Gazepas, in just a moment on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. It's today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Gazepas on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Justin Gazepas alongside Claudio Grisic of Compass Real Estate and Sage Organizing, sageorganizingco.com. Candy and Catherine telling us the many stories of hoarding, like on the TV show, but not in the sense of it can't be handled because you're there on a mission. The mission is to sell your house for top dollar. And that's that's what your mission is, right?
I thought you were asking.
Well, it's a combo, right? Like, you got to do it together because do you help haul stuff out and organize and things like that? You probably would do some stuff like that, but you call in professionals to help you.
Yes, I just did, actually. And that's the client I'm advertising here to apply for a job with them because she helped me get everything ready to go. She helped me select what was... I mean, the tenants left everything behind, so it was a good thing. There was nothing emotional connected to it, but she helped me see, like, this has value. I can try to sell it. This is trash. Let's donate. So we took hundreds of books to the library. I still have more to get, by the way, but...
You like books?
Yes, when I have time.
Sure.
Which is not often at all nowadays. And I'm very happy about it. It's a good sign. But I never... Actually, this listing that my client helped me with was the worst I've ever got in terms of like,
condition
it wasn't
inside.
Hoarding like the show, sure. But a lot, no, stuff left behind, stuff to
Well, I mean, how do you know the condition if you don't get rid of the stuff? You don't even know what's behind,
I could see it was okay. It was dated, but nothing. They took good care of the house, but they had too much stuff. They never cared to hire Sage, so...
I get nervous around when it's like a lot of glass stuff. Do you guys like have to deal with a lot of glass, like memorabilia, deep level stuff?
You talk about the Hummels, the Yadros, the crystal, the china, all of those things. The market is just flooded with it because back in the day, like that's what you bought for a good wedding gift is a Yadro. You had people over and you served 20 people dinner. And now that's not how we entertain or live anymore. And it's just flooded out there.
And the kids don't want anything.
The kids don't want it. The kids want Pottery Barn. The kids want... Target, they want disposable stuff for the most part.
So how much stuff ends up like being donated? Is that what happens? Like basically you find ways or they're working with their tax professional probably on certain maneuvers?
Yeah, no, that's such a great question. We love to be able to donate things. So once the client makes the decision that their item can be donated so it can go on to bless a family in the community, we love doing that. So we work with a large number of local nonprofit groups to make sure that those items go to an organization and are able to lift people up in the community. Now, the other thing we do is we're doing itemized donation reports when we're doing that for our clients. So that way, at the end, we look up the fair market value, hand it to the client when they pay their last bill, and they're able to use that donation something on their taxes. So we take that one little extra step that most places don't, and it helps offset our cost a little bit.
So your process then, because there's, like you said, you talk to people first, before you don't just show up at their house, and that's step one. So right. Walk us through your processes. I'm brand new to this. Let's say my professional broker just referred me, and now you're going to walk me into the gates of organization in my life.
Well, welcome. First of all, what we do when we go over for a consultation is first we sit down and talk to the client. We see what's going on in their life, what is working for them, what's not working for them, what their life is really like. Do they have littles? Okay, well, if they've got littles, we know that we have to keep their plastic cups and the bottom drawers where they can get to them. Try to figure all of those things out. While we're there, after we get done talking, we walk around and take a look at everything. And this is where we tell people, it's no blame, it's no shame. We're literally going to see your dirty laundry. It's going to be okay. Pick up your drawers off the floor. I'm looking at you. Exactly. And we're just looking at that because we're gauging the amount of labor that's going to go into doing it. We're also talking about, would you be willing to let this go? Are these donations? Maybe we're going to try to help them sell some things. And then we give them an estimate right on site, kind of a ballpark, and we talk it through with them so they can get an idea. We don't like sticker shock. Nobody likes sticker shock. So we're going to put that estimate together for them while we're there. We email it to them because we want them to have time to look at it and to think about it. I'm not the full court press. I need you to sign on the dotted line right now. And then usually within a couple hours, they've got it signed and back to us. When we come to work, actually, Catherine, I'm going to let you tell.
Yeah, so we come to work, we're uniformed, we bring our team, we're there on time, we bring all of our materials and supplies, and we hit the ground running. I mean, we've taken pictures at that initial appointment, so our whole team knows what areas they're going to be working on in the home, and you know, they're there for 6 hours and working.
It's a full day of organizing. That's a lot of stuff you could probably move through in a day.
Oh, yeah.
If you
we can
really
process
had to.
Through a lot in that time. People are really all we have to do is be there once, and then people are like, "Oh, I had no idea," because we have a system. We are very good at our jobs. We work fast but efficiently, not sloppy, and we get a lot done in a short amount of time.
But imagine you have to with this market. My gosh.
I mean, if you have four organizers there, we've been there for 6 hours. That's 24 hours. Most people don't have an extra 24 hours when they take care of their family. They have a full-time job. That's the value that we bring
for
them.
Do you have an idea of how many houses you are doing just to organize and how many houses are getting ready to hit the market? Do you have like an idea?
Yeah, right now we're about 60% moves, 40% home organizing right now.
Okay.
Of course, we're in season, you know, mm-hmm. and then when we go into that shoulder season, then, you know, our home organizing bumps up a little bit more also. But right now it's about 60-40 towards moves.
Okay, moves. Okay. Have you ever had a seller or even a client just organizing tell you to stop and say, no, I changed my mind?
Well, never because we've done something wrong. I just want to put that out there first.
But, you know,
yes. Yeah, a lot of times people will have all good intentions, right? So they like, I made the appointment and they came over and I'm ready to do it. And then we get there and then we're going through the stuff and we're saying, okay, let's make some decisions. And they're not ready for it. Some people can push through that. Again, we're very compassionate. You know, we're never going to force you to get rid of anything. But other people, if they're not really ready for it, it can cause emotional distress for them. So we have had a few clients over the years that they're crying in the kitchen because of we're going to get rid of a certain spatula that was the grandma's spatula, but it's plastic and it's full of, you know, it's in bad shape. We're not going to cause emotional distress. You know, our goal is to help people, not to traumatize them. So occasionally we do have a client that they say, you know what? Maybe now's not the time, you know, and I respect that because it's their stuff. At the end of the day, it's their stuff. We're there to help serve them, not hurt them.
And ultimately, they're in control, right?
I mean, absolutely.
We can make suggestions of how they can order something so that it is a more peaceful space or that they can get ready to list. But ultimately, they make the decisions.
Yeah.
And you have tiers of service, right? You can... Since this is a real estate show, let's talk about people moving. They can choose just like organize a little, help me get rid of stuff and be ready to pack. You also have packing. Do you help moving as well, like hiring movers and everything?
I'm so glad you asked. We do everything but put it on the truck. So we can help edit. We call it the edit for photos and showing. So it's that decluttering, you know, it's kind of like a light stage, but inside the kitchen cabinets. People are buying your kitchen cabinets, they're going to look inside them. You can't have a bowling ball and your plastic Hornets cups falling out of that cabinet. Mm-hmm. So that's one service we do. Usually then the house goes on the market, goes under contract, especially if they're selling with you.
Yes.
And then we've got to come back and we finish packing them up, right? But in the meantime, we can we have a list of preferred vendors that we have vetted, we have worked with. It's very hard to get on our list of preferred vendors, and it's very easy to get off of that list.
Yeah.
Yes, because, you know, it's my name and my business
associate. High quality standards.
We have a very high standard. So we, yes, we will get the estimates for the clients so they don't have to take care of it. We'll pay the movers. We'll pay the tips, all of those things. Of course, we're being reimbursed on the back end. But the junk haulers, lining up the donations, you name it, we're going to take care of it. Dropping the rugs off to be cleaned. Last week, we were taking the silver to be cleaned at Morrison Smith, and then we had to go refill olive oil bottles for the client. Mm. I mean, we do a lot of it for them.
We become their logistics person.
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
We're handling all the little decisions that they have to make when they're, you know, all the services they're needing to line up. They just call us. We handle those things for them.
Right. But not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Because I just wonder, people like, oh, my God, I would love that. Yeah. I can't afford all of that.
Right. So we really can work with any budget. Mm-hmm. And we'll, you know, we'll come in, help with just getting it ready for listing. Or maybe they've already done that. They just need some help packing. Maybe they just need help packing their kitchen, which is one of the biggest places that takes the most time.
And unpacking the kitchen, too. That's unpacking. Another one, because unpacking a kitchen is a bear of a project. So, again, it's up to them. They can choose whatever service they want. It's really kind of a la carte.
Okay, that's awesome.
When you're taking a listing, Claudia, do you prefer that the client stuff the attic or the crawl space with stuff? What's your favorite between the two?
I prefer that they hire someone if needed or not and donate, sell, trash.
Okay. I second that emotion.
Sage Organizing, sageorganizingco.com. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep it right here. Today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas will return after this short break on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. We're back with more of today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Justin Kazepas, Claudia Ogrizek of Compass Real Estate. Sage Organizing still hanging out with us.
Yes.
Organizing maybe the ridiculous thoughts and conversations we have about real estate. Is the lawsuit changed anything for you in the past week that NAR is dealing with at all?
Why do you have to go there? No.
I didn't know if just all commissions disappeared for brokers.
Look, honestly, it's still going on. Still not final. I do have clients asking me, and whenever I explain, they say, why? Why are they doing that? It's, you know, it's a known issue or a known, not issue, but it's everybody knows how it works and it's okay and we need the help. So why make it a big deal? So the real clients, other than the media, the real people I'm talking to, they are fine. They understand what we do and they're okay. So I'm not too worried. Of course, I know if they change the rules, that I'll have to change the way I do it. But so far,
you have to change your pitch. Is that what the problem
single,
is?
No, for now, I'm talking to them. I'm like, hey, do you know what's going on? So this is, and they're like, it's fine. We know how it works. We understand. We need the help. Don't worry about it. So I honestly think that the media is making it look, as usual, way worse than it is. Clients that have good agents are okay with that. They understand, they respect what we do, and they're fine.
Couple the market conditions, price, capital market, interest rates, all that with the commission conversation. Is there ever a point in the future where it becomes a buyer's market again?
Of course, one day, but do I see it happening? Not at all.
My children's children,
not
or how far
maybe,
out do I have to go?
Maybe, like I don't know, but it's not in Charlotte, not here. Too many people are moving here. We can't keep up. Sellers are hanging, and I told you, I'm one of them. I, you know, my house is bigger than what we need. But we pay 2.5% interest rate, so I don't need to move, and why would I move? And many sellers are in the same situation or even better. Many, I think it's like 40% of the population owns their house. No mortgage, no nothing. And then a bunch more have less than 3%. These people will only move if they have to. So I don't see it happening. Not in our market. Maybe the markets where people are running away from, because then, of course, you know, the net amount of people coming in, moving in and moving out is, but not in our market. Charlotte is too good.
Is it different for investors, right? Because investors buy properties in different markets based on the numbers, what they can get in return. You work with investors as well.
Yes.
What's that market like? Is that purely dependent on rents and interest rates? That's the only thing equating in that transaction?
I would say that is the main one, opportunity, but again, there's not a lot, too much, even for investor, there's way too much competition and not enough inventory.
And they're competing with
the
primary buyer,
too. It's very hard right now,
yes,
which is, you know, they can, many times they can, it's easier for them. Many are cash buyers, but the amazing opportunities are harder and harder to find.
Okay, so let's go lakeside properties, let's go waterfronts, let's go something in the luxury level. Let's talk about that. Is that market for probably what, the past 12, 24 months has been a faster moving, strong market even compared to, let's call it that 500, under sub 750 range because of the inventory?
Yes.
The stuff is moving. Yeah. Are multiple offers still happening on those properties?
Oh, yes, they are, because you have to remember it's harder on our local buyers, but then you have people coming from California, from New York, from Connecticut, and they're like, are you kidding that, you know, a house on the lake is just 1.5, it's just 2 million? I had clients buy, this was maybe not even two years ago, they told me that it was a 1031 exchange, so it's an investor kind of thing. They were selling a two-bath, no garage on a busy street in East LA, which is not the best area. They sold their house and they bought a lake house in Mooresville. Mm-hmm. And they were like, this is insane that with that horrible dated house on a busy street in LA, we are buying a lake house in Mooresville. So for them, it's still pretty affordable. So yes, multiple offer, crazy.
Does
hot
that change?
As ever. I don't think it's going to change anytime soon, no.
If interest rates go up, do you think the investors leave ever?
No, please don't say it's going to come up. No.
I'm just
it's coming down.
It could go up.
Of course. But it's not going to happen. I think they're coming down.
Within, do you think they come down this year?
No, I think it's next year. But next year, I believe it's going to be below 6. Hmm.
Maybe.
Possibly. Very likely, I think. I truly believe it's going to be below 6 before summer next year.
So what happens then with the...
I'm going to call them and make them do it because I'm like, hey, I'm telling my clients, so now you better do it.
What happens then with the what? Millions of buyers sitting on the sidelines ready to unleash. What happens at that point?
I keep saying it's going to be a tsunami, crazy, and multiple offers, even higher, crazy due diligence fee, unhealthy ones in many situations, depending on who's guiding you. Because I think you have to have the conversation. I always tell my clients, it's each house, it's a different conversation about due diligence. It doesn't matter if you have all the money in the world, it has to make sense. Because you cannot go crazy, offer too much because of the risk. And not only that, you lose all your leverage if you give too much money. Because then the seller says, it's your issue, you're not happy, walk away. And they keep you all your money. So it's a case by case, client by client. You cannot make it general, a number like, oh, it's 1% of this price, it's 3%. It doesn't matter. It's each house. You have to see the condition. Is it in a great shape? Do you see any structural problems or appraisal problems? You have to be strong enough to get the house, but not too strong that the seller will just say, I don't care if you're not happy, walk away, I'll keep your money. So you have to have the balance.
How many brokers fall out of the marketplace because of the price conditions and capital markets and commissions?
I hope many, honestly. I hope many. Because too many people think it's an easy job. And actually, I read something the other day. If being a realtor is so easy, why 87% give up within like 3 years.
Well, okay, I'm not going to say it does take some knowledge and you have to take a test. And it's easy to get the realtor designation.
Yes.
It is hard to make a living and a business
That's what out I meant. Of being. People think it's easy to make money. It's like you work whenever. And then the fact is most people give up within like 3 or 4 years.
You have to be able to handle rejection. Can you handle rejection?
I learned how to. Yes.
You don't like rejection though.
I'm
like when your buyer misses out on the deal, like, and you guys didn't get the highest and best, like,
I get
it. You like threw a chair at me last week.
Yes.
And I didn't even do anything. I just walked in and she throws a chair at me.
Well, did you have it coming though?
Probably at some point.
Yes.
All right. So what about the organizing side of houses at the lake? Is there, you guys do the fancy, like, we talked about the thing last week where you can have the tubes through your house and the laundry can go through and make it straight to the basket. Do you guys help with that kind of level stuff too?
Do we install those tubes? No,
sure.
We don't. But we do a high level of luxury organizing also. So some of our clients have rooms for their purses. So maybe this is the Gucci room. This is the Hermes room. You know, we do all of that, but we also do regular mom and pops. You know, we do $400,000 houses and $4 million houses.
So there's an option for everybody. Then.
There absolutely is.
And then the consulting side, right? Would you come just along inside my closet and help me just map it out basically?
Can I say something? I think they should. Because this morning you were talking about your Pokemon cards that you have.
Yeah,
you don't
go.
Know if they're
now
worth anything.
Let's do that. Okay.
And that I listened to the show. You didn't know where they were and if they are worth anything. Mm. So you are one of the people.
That's right.
Keeping stuff somewhere in the house.
If you came into my closet, I would bust out this binder.
See, so maybe
it's from 1994. And this binder inside.
We need
a
consultation right now.
I should have brought the binder. Do you do sports memorabilia? Because I've got a binder of baseball cards.
We got a guy.
Okay, I'm going to need a guy. I got Babe Ruth cards. I don't know what to do with them. They're my dad's.
I think anyone related to real estate has a guy.
You have to have a guy for everything.
It's part of the job. Like, you have to have a guy.
Well, or a lady.
You know, it's certainly expression.
I'm just checking to see how the boundaries right now. That's all. I'm trying to figure this thing out. You know, this world is weird right now. What am I supposed to do?
That can help.
Especially
you.
Selling real estate, where we talk about wanting affordable housing, and yet we have negative units available per month. Is that what's going on right now?
Yes, it is crazy.
Did you see the U.S. government spent $95 billion or something like that? Crazy? No.
No.
Maybe we'll bring interest rates down that way.
Hopefully.
But I
heard they're not buying anything, and that's why one of the reasons why it's so high buying. Right now.
I don't know.
Real estate. We'll see.
Maybe do you listen to Jerome Powell when he comes? Do you watch like Jerome Powell speaking, honey? Stop talking.
Every now and then. It's too, you know, most of the times I just get upset. So I just wait for the cliff notes of whatever's happening.
The AI.
Because otherwise,
after?
Oh no, I don't do AI. No.
All right. What about Maintenance Monday? We got like 2 minutes left. What do you got?
Okay.
Give a tip for Maintenance Monday.
Gonna
take care of your house.
I'm going to keep the bathroom topic going, at least today. So we talked about cleaning the drains, gross.
She told me to take the pipes off and clean the drains with a toothbrush. That's what she told me to do last
week. He's lying. He's lying. But now shower heads.
Oh.
Yes, because they get filthy, full of like whatever comes through the water. And
nasty.
You have to every now and then remove the shower heads. And you can, and I'll post on my Instagram later. It's an easy way. You put them in a Ziploc, I think, with vinegar, baking soda for like a few hours, and it's crazy. And everybody should do it every now and then. So especially if you bought a house some time ago, used house, right, resale, and you never washed your shower heads or replaced them, do it, and you see that your shower will be way better.
Can I ask you a question without you getting offended here in the last minute? At the house, the bathroom in particular, is it you or Kevin? Which one of you is more messy in the bathroom? Are you the leave-behind messy? Or?
I have hair because it just happens.
So it is a lady's thing. I'm not a sexist.
It's hair
I just
want.
Okay, so my wife leaves it nasty too. It's all y'all. It's all your ladies.
The
is that what it is? Is that?
Everything else is, you know, the mess is his, but then you have hair all over. And then it's me.
One for the guys on this one. We're going to get one in the checkbox for the guys.
It just happens, right?
It does.
Thank you so much again for coming. Hope you all had fun. Sage Organizing, sageorganizingco.com. Organize your life. Just do it.
Call them.
Give them a call.
Justin, you call them.
I need to figure something out.
Justin, we're coming to that closet.
Yes.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.